Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Psachim, Perig Yod, Mishnah Hei. Rabbi Gamliel, used to say, Kol Shalai Yomash, Loishe Dvarim, Elu B'Pesach, whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach. Now what Rabbi Gamliel means is, whoever doesn't explain the reason for these three mitzvahs, Lo Yotzi Yedei Chivase, he was not Yotzi his Chayv. Most Rishonim and learn, as you can see in the Tosfos Yom Tov, it doesn't mean you're not Yotzi the Chayv at all, it doesn't mean you don't have the mitzvah, but you're not Yotzi the Chayv the way you're supposed to. So what are these three things that you have to explain? And if you don't explain it, you're not Yotzi the Chayv the way you're supposed to. Pesach, Matzah, Umar. Now when Rambam Gamliel says you're not Yotzi your Chayv the way you're supposed to, which Chayv is he referring to? Some understanding means the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to explain exactly how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, why we do these mitzvahs. There are some who understand that it refers to the mitzvahs themselves, that somehow when it comes to the mitzvah of the Karban Pesach, Matzah and Mar, if you don't explain it, then you're not Yoitza 100% the mitzvah of eating it. The Sefer Shvuli Halakhet explains, it's not referring to the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I mean, that you're Yoitza if you tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not referring to the mitzvah of eating the Pesach Matzah Mar. If you eat it, you're Yoitza. It's referring to the obligation that the father has to explain to the child what these things are, to answer the child's kashas. So in other words, what he's saying is, there are two different mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and there's also a mitzvah of Higadata Levincha, of explaining to your child his questions, to satisfy what bothers the child. So l'maisa, we have three mahalchim as to what it means l'yasi yedechivasi. Some say, you're not yoytza l'chayv properly of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, if you don't explain Pesach Matzah Mar. The biggest chiddush that's brought down in the Avudraham and the Kalboy, some say in the Marsha, is that even the mitzvah of eating the Pesach, or eating the Matzah, or eating the Mar, you're not yet to the mitzvah 100% if you don't explain it. And we had the pshat from the Shuli Halakhet that says, you're not yet to the chiyuv of explaining it to your children, of answering the kashas, if you don't explain these three things. In any event, so what do you have to explain? So Rabbi Gamliel says, Pesach Matzah Mar. Pesach, what do you have to explain about the Karban Pesach? Pesach, you have to explain. Pesach means to skip over. Al Shem Shepasach HaMokam, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu skipped over Al Botei Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim, over the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. Matzah, why do we eat Matzah? Al Shem Shenigalu Avaseinu B'Mitzrayim, because our forefathers were redeemed in Mitzrayim. The dough of our forefathers had no time to become chametz before the Melech Malchi Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you have to leave now. Maror, why do we eat Maror al Shimsha? Meiruru HaMitzriyim is Chayav Yisena B'Mitzrayim, because the Mitzriyim embittered the lives of our Ovis in Mitzrayim. Many explain you also have to quote the Psukim after each one, and that's a chelik of the mitzvah that Rambam Gamliel is talking about. As a matter of fact, in the Nemukah Yosef, it says, whoever didn't say these three things and the relevant psukim. Zakt de Mishnah Vayter, Bechal Dar Vidar, in every generation, Chayiv Adam, Lirois Es Atzmoy, a person has to view himself. Kilu Hu Yatsa Mitzrayim, as if he left Mitzrayim. The Lashon of the Rambam is, as if he was redeemed this very night. Shenemer, as the Pasuk says, Vehigadeto Levincha, you shall tell your son, on that day saying, that for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, Hashem did for me when I went out of Mitzrayim. The Maral explains that when Hashem took the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, he didn't just take our forefathers out of Mitzrayim. The Rabbi Hashem looked at all the generations that are going to be born till Mashiach comes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I am taking all these people out of Mitzrayim. They should be born. And that means HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked at you and at me, at your father, at my father, at your grandfather, at my grandfather, at all the generations. At all the generations of all the people. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is the plan of the world till Mashiach comes. So yes, the fact that you have to exist is one of the reasons that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took your great-grandfather out of Mitzrayim. So it's as if you went out of Mitzrayim. B'chol dar v'dar chayiv adam lira says, atzmai. You have to view yourself, kili hu yatzim in Mitzrayim. Shenemer, again, as the Pasuk says, v'yigadeto levincha b'yayim hu leimer, ba'verzeh, because of this, meaning the kiyum of mitzvahs, that you and I are Mekayim, each generation, whatever mitzvah we can, Pesach, Matzah, and Maror, Vavri Zeh Asu Hashem Li B'tzei Simi Mitzrayim. Lefikach, therefore, Anachnu Chayovin Lehoidais. We are Mechuyev to give thanks, Lahala, to praise, L'shabeach, to show that we're truly impressed, to laud, L'fayer, to glorify, L'raymeim, to lift on a higher level, to understand what it means that we're serving the Bairi Olam, L'hader, to honor, like Hidr Mitzvah, L'varech, to bench, L'ale, to bring up higher. L'raymeim is a kind of lifting from low to high. L'ale means that it never stops. It keeps going higher and higher. Or L'kales, and we should be in a matzav of ongoing praise. L'misha asa l'aviseinu, for who performed for our fathers, v'lanu, and for us. Eskala nisim ha'elu, all of these nisim. We're not going to go into it now, but if you look in the Svarim of the Gra, later on from the Malbim, he explains exactly what each of these l'shoinis of praise mean. To us, it sounds like we praise, we glorify. It's not the same. Each one is a different level. And as we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we bring a Hashras HaShechina into our heart. Our level of Amunah comes up higher. And each of these Lashonis is like a stepping stone on a ladder. And we go on to say, Hatzianu Mi'avdas L'Cheiris. Hashem took us out from slavery to freedom. Mi'yogin L'Simcha, from sorrow to joy. U'me'evo L'Yamtiv, from Avelis to Yamtiv, from mourning to festivity. Ume Afela, and from a thick darkness in Ophel, is like a thick fog, L'or Gadol, to a great light. Ume Shibud L'Geula. The word Shibud means a lack of freedom, like we're owned by someone else. To Geula, to being redeemed. And the Mishnah concludes, V'naima L'fanav, Halleluka, let us say before him, Halleluka. Let's say before him, Hallel, which starts with Halleluka. Some say that there were many people that didn't know Ivra, so the Chazan would say Hallel. Those who couldn't say it on their own, they would just say Halleluka. Hashem should be praised. In this past Mishnah we learned, Rebbe Gamliel tells us, Kol Shloyama Shloisha Dvarim Elu BaPesach LaYotzi Yedei Chivasai. He's not Yotzi his Chayv the way he's supposed to, and that would be Pesach, Matzah, and Maror. If you don't explain Pesach, Matzah, Maror, why we do these mitzvahs, you're not 100% Yotzi the Chayv. Which chayv? So we had three shitas. Some say the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim. Others say even the eating of the Pesach Matzah Mar, if you don't explain it properly, you're not yotze 100% the chiyav. And some say it's the chiyav of answering your child. So the Karban Pesach we have to explain is because Hashem skipped over the houses of Aviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Matzah, because we were redeemed from Mitzrayim. There wasn't even enough time to bake the dough. When the time came to go, we had to go. Maror, because the Mitzrayim embittered the lives of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. And the Mishnah explained that a person can't look at this like, oh, an old story. No, every single generation, a person should view himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. As the Pasuk says, V'yigadata levincha b'yoyma huleim rebav rezeh osa Hashem li b'tzeisim in Mitzrayim. And we explained from the Maral that indeed, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, he had all future generations in mind, including you and me and everyone you know. So it was done for us. Lefikach, so we have various different Lashonos of praise. We explained each one means something else. As a matter of fact, just to give us an idea that we don't know the real meaning over here, Tosfos says that there are seven Lashonos of praise, and they correspond to the Shiva Rikim, to the seven heavens. Do we know what that means? But it means every word, the Chazal, or Mesakan, and Tefillah, unlocks doors in heavens, whether we understand it or not. That's why we have to be careful to say every single word slowly, with as much kavan as we can, as if we were counting money. We explain how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of slavery to freedom, from sorrow to simcha, from mourning to yamtiv, from darkness to light, and from shibud. A shibud means you're, in a way, free but not free. It's like, let's say I own property, but somebody else has the rights to that property. That's called a shibud. I don't own myself. Someone owns me. We were taken out from shibud to geula, and the Mishnah concludes with the words, V'noymer lefanav halleluka, so let us say before him halleluka, that means hallel, And as others understand it, there were those who didn't know the Ivra, so one person said Hallel, and they just responded with the words, Hallelujah, praise Hashem.